broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
That would rank in my top five worst ideas of 2000.
What are they afraid of? What are they hiding from? Why are they so attacking me in such a rapid
Republican Party, in particular?
As I was saying, I'm going to roll out an infomercial for my poetry book.
Winning!
Are you gay?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for patriots by patriots. Oh, we're going places other talk shows cannot go, could not go, would not go, man. It's just, it's too dangerous. Every night here till 1 o'clock, that is West Coast, 4 a.m. East Coast, we are, we're holding forth. And very happy to have you with us, and we'd like you to join us. You can join us in any small measure, any large measure, but join us, okay? That's right, join us. Because we're all marching together, and where are we going? We're heading to the future. We're heading to the future, which is slightly different from...
Winning!
Because that's called hypomania. That's called cocaine addiction. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now. So take a look at it. In HD, baby. Also, the largest archive of any single radio show in world history. We've got it. Our show. The largest. Thousands of hours, and they've all been turned into downloads. We begin by putting 2001 back in place now. We also have fixed a lot of broken links from the old Clear Channel site. We had a site over at Clear Channel very briefly, and... you know, on top of everything else, our daily podcasts, our classic podcasts, our news feed, our guaranteed email response, even if you hate me, even if I'm dealing with repeated hate mail, which, you know, I do. I answer all my own hate mail. I answer all my own email at philhendryshow.com. Just go over to Backstage and you'll see a little menu bar drop down. It'll say email. And that's what you do. All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to bring on the line here Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. And Doug is back on tonight to talk about what else? Charlie Sheen. Mr. Sheen has been fired from his job now at CBS. He has he was on suspension. He has now been fired. And to talk a little bit about that is Doug Danger. Doug, being an entertainment writer, there's been little else to write about, has there?
Well, you know, Phil, this is a big story, and I've wanted to write more about this. I've had a problem, and I don't know that you necessarily you anticipate I was going to talk about this tonight, but I have had a big problem with the newspaper I work for. I have told them that this is what people want to talk about. This is what people want to have covered. Charlie Sheen, whether he is a train wreck or not, this is what people want. And yet the Courier has said to me to lay off of the Charlie Sheen news, and they want me doing a little bit more hard news. And I got to laugh. I've got to say, I don't understand, really. The people... almost to a man and to a woman, and I don't care, and it goes all across age groups, this is what they want to hear about. They have had it up to here with Wisconsin and gas prices and the Libya and, Obama, whether he's doing a good job or bad job or in between job. And these people at the Courier, I told Bob Gooley and I told Terry Miner, two very good friends of mine, that I wanted to go on your program tonight and I wanted to talk about this. And they said to me, you know, go ahead, but I don't want to say anything against my own newspaper, Phil.
Okay.
But they are really making a big mistake by insisting that I'm out covering the economy. They want to, now, of course, the economy is important, but the economy is bad. We know the economy is bad. How much more can you tell people about the economy? How much more can you tell people about Wisconsin? Okay, there's a demonstration. How much more can you tell people about Obama? Okay, Obama, I know you and your listeners don't think he's doing a good job. We've got all the right-wingers are out there, and all the right-wingers are covering Obama. And we got all the other right-wingers are out there saying how lousy the economy is. So we don't need any more of that. And people are so sick and tired of that, and they're so sick and tired of listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and yourself and Michael Savage and these people, that they want to talk about something that's fun and a little bit inspiring, and that's Charlie Sheen. And to my philosophy, and that's why I had Bud Dickman, you know, grab a hold of that that little slogan, because I think it's not only is this slogan very descriptive, but I think it's descriptive of what Doug Danger wants to do. And let's remember, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Go ahead, Bud. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Winning.
There you go. And
all right. Well, let me tell Bud. Are you going to play that every time?
Well, what you want me to?
I asked him to play at that time, Phil.
All right, but you should let me at least direct him.
All right, but in letting you direct him, you're not going to put it there. I want him to play. When I say I'm a gay man and a gay, not right now, but when I do say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, what that means is, if there's one thing I know, and I probably know it better than a lot of editors and a lot of publishers, it's what the readership wants every morning when they open up their newspaper or when they go online to the Orange County Courier website, and that's to see stories that interest them. And I say the story, and I don't even just say this, I know the story that interests them. You can play it now, but after I say it's Charlie Sheen. It's Charlie Sheen.
Winning!
All right.
And okay, I want to do an interview with you, but having that drop, that winning drop...
But that's what... That is so applicable to what I'm talking about. It's applicable to me as a gay man and as a gay journalist who knows what it is my audience and my readership wants and is being denied the opportunity to give it to them. And so in a lot of ways, I do feel like, you know, it's interesting. Charlie Sheen was talking about how his bosses won't let him do his thing. Bud Dickman, right?
Bud?
Yeah. Yeah, play it. Okay. Hold on. Charlie Sheen, his boss won't let him do his thing. Mine won't let me do mine either. Go ahead.
Winning.
The thing that I...
See, that sounds really awkward, and it's really annoying.
What does?
You telling him to play it.
Well, it's... I don't know what else you want me to tell me. I was told by David Hall...
Well, David didn't tell me anything about you and Bud getting together for a production element. Maybe I can talk to him at the break if you could get David on the line at the break, Bud.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel that Charlie Sheen saying winning is very, very indicative of where people want to be right now with a newspaper story, with the entertainment news that we have to give people. And the news right now is so just the same right-wing stuff.
Well, you say the same right-wing stuff, Mr. Danger. I can tell you that myself, my audience, and a great many of the people that you may have mentioned, we are interested in what's happening in Wisconsin. We are interested in what's happening in Washington. We are interested in what's happening in Libya. And Charlie Sheen, a self-destructive, hypomanic television star, is of minimal interest.
Well, he's not of minimal interest to my readership, and the reason why he's not of minimal interest to my readership is because he's not of minimal interest to me. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, go ahead and I forgot to tell. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, is Bud Dickman there?
Because he went off to make a phone call.
All right, could you, if you wouldn't mind, if a gay man and a gay journalist...
Winning!
I'm an individual who knows what my readership wants. I know when my readership wants it delivered. And I know how often my readership wants it reported. And the Orange County Courier has absolutely ignored the Charlie Sheen story, even though people all over this country want more about that story. Forget about whether Charlie Sheen's popular or not. They just want to know more about...
All right, hold on. Did you get him on the line?
Yeah, he's going to be in a minute.
In a minute. David?
Yeah.
I got Doug Danger here.
Yeah, I asked Doug Phil. He wanted to play the winning drop from Charlie Sheen. I said it would be all right because I think it accentuates his point. Thank you. And that's all.
So does Bud play that? Or?
Yeah, we'll let Bud do it because, you know, you can handle the phone calls. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm not exactly a fan of that, but...
Well, it's really not anything that we have to make an issue out of. I just... When Doug makes his point about he wants to do Charlie Sheen reporting, the paper doesn't want him to, and Bud can, and he can collaborate on the Charlie Sheen production element.
All right. Go ahead, Doug.
All right, so thank you very much, Saul. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, what I say is when I know my readership, and I know that my readership wants, right after it, yeah, wants more Charlie Sheen news,
winning,
then I'm going to give that to them. I'm going to give that to them. And these right-wingers, who all they want to do is beat Obama to a pulp or keep going on and on and on about this and that, and, you know, left, you know, they don't like liberals. What we want is at least a little bit of a break from that. And that's what I tried to tell my my newspaper.
All right, so how did they respond?
Well, I mean, they responded by saying, you'll do what we tell you to do. And I told them, you know, why did you say that? And they said, because this is what we feel you should cover. So this is what's happening to the average man and the average woman out there in America right now. They are not being treated with respect. This is what's wrong in the workplace right now. They are not being treated with any kind of respect. They are being told what to do as opposed to having their natural creative impulses used. And so we feel lost. And no wonder we're leaving our jobs. No wonder we're, you know, being asked to leave. We're being asked to leave one step ahead of quitting because our jobs are no longer interesting to us because we have these bosses who are too stupid to know what is important.
Well, you're talking about the readership of the Orange County Courier that wants Charlie Sheen news. And I understand that there's people on Twitter that want it. There's people on Facebook that want it. It's not the biggest story in terms of importance.
Yes, it is.
Not in terms of importance to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, it's an entertainment story.
No, that's where you got it wrong. It's not an entertainment. This is why you are not in step with the American people. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Who has made a life out of this. Go ahead. But give me on 2 seconds. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, two.
Winning.
And I have made a life out of knowing what my readership wants. I went to the Courier and I said, you're slitting your own throats by not doing Charlie Sheen news. And they said, we want you to go do the political news. And I said, you're slitting your own throat.
All right, Doug Danger with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. I should ask him, is he planning on quitting his job? Because he said that he's being held back from doing what it is he does well. We're talking about the Charlie Sheen story and why his newspaper won't let him report it. They don't think it's important enough. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Should there be more reporting of the Charlie Sheen story or not? Doug Danger says it's being underreported because there's too many, quote, right-wingers out there with all of their news agenda. We'll be back here with Doug Danger and more on the Charlie Sheen story, a man who's been fired from his job. He just called one of his co-stars on Two and a Half Men a turncoat, a traitor, and a troll. He seems to be either spiraling out of control or he's spiraling in control. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, I'm back here with Doug Danger, and we're talking about Charlie Sheen and the fact that you want to report that. Your newspaper won't let you report that. All right, that having been said, Doug, you say everybody wants to hear this story. Well, I mean, I beg to differ.
Well, you can beg to differ if you want to, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. If I could get Bud Dickman to please have that ready when I cue him, because he hasn't been ready with that. And
ready with the winning?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A gay man and a gay journalist. All right.
Winning.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I know what my audience wants to read. There comes a time when you have been filled with so much right-wing news about what the right-wingers want to do that you literally are going to get physically sick if you hear any more of it. And that's when I went to Bill Brashaw and Danny Schaefer in the publishing office, and I said, we've got to do something. We've got to do something to keep you guys from shoving this right-wing news.
Well, look, the Courier has a right-wing, or if you will, a conservative view, but you say that they're shoving right-wing news?
Well, the editorial opinion, is continuously anti-Obama. I said, are you going to do anything to try to make this this newspaper something that a normal human being wants to read? And, you know, I tell him I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And go ahead, Ben.
Winning!
I told him that as a gay man, as a gay journalist. And they said, we understand that, Doug. And they're very very condescending.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sandy in Boston, no, in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hey, Phil. I just want to know, first of all, what's being a gay man and a gay journalist got to do with anything? The economy or Charlie Sheen?
Because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have more honesty about things because I've walked up the hard road of discrimination. And so I'm able to look through people's, you know, lies. And I'm being lied to by my publishers and my editors. They're liars.
All right. Well, let's be careful with you. Don't want to lose your job.
I'm losing my job. The normal man in America is losing his job because he can't get it through the heads of his bosses that this is what America wants. Charlie Sheen.
Well, I tend to agree and disagree with you. It's like I was saying earlier. I like Two and a Half Men. I've watched it for 20 of years. I think it's gotten a little out of hand, and I think Charlie Sheen has gotten.
Did you see the cocaine? Did you see the cocaine he's doing? People are interested in that. And did you see his video cast? I should say he's coked out. Did you see him coked out?
Am I talking or are you talking?
Yeah, no, you're talking. Because I had Bud Dickman, who's the engineer. Go ahead.
Winning.
You hear that? People don't know more about it.
I've heard too much.
But people will know it because I'm gay. There's no getting around that.
I want to know what's going on in the economy. And I want to know a little bit about Charlie Sheen and a little bit of all that other stuff. But I want to know, what are we going to do about what's going on in the economy? Charlie Sheen's got plenty of money, plenty of gas to drive
Charlie
around
Sheen,
for a long time.
Maybe he does, but he also is a guy. We want to know about Charlie Sheen for those very reasons you just said, Sandy, because he's got the gasoline, he's got the money, he's got the life. We can look at him and say, okay, what do we do, right? And what we want to do as average people is see what a guy like Charlie Sheen, just what is he going to do and when is he going to die and when's he going to live and all of the ugly things and all that other stuff you talked about, the economy, this, that, and the other thing. The right wingers want to keep hammering that. As long as we got Charlie Sheen, we got a prayer. We got a prayer to hear the truth.
As long as we have Charlie Sheen an audience, he's going to continue to do what he's doing. And I, as a parent, can imagine what Martin Sheen is going through. And I doubt very seriously he wants to see his son's picture plastered all over the newspaper and all over the TV. But that's life, and that's.
But it's not our fault. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? So it's not my fault. As a gay man, it's not my fault that Charlie Sheen's face is in the newspaper. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, it's not my fault that Charlie Sheen is about ready to have a stroke with all that coke he's doing. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I owe it to my listener, I owe it to my audience to write about it.
Okay, Sandy, thank you for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's really an easy enough question. Have we had enough Charlie Sheen news? Or not. And, Doug, you feel there hasn't been near enough.
No, there hasn't been near enough. We have not heard about Charlie Sheen to the extent that people are interested in him. We've had too much political news, too much anti-Obama news, too much Middle East news, too much of this economy news. We know the economy's bad. How many times you want to tell me that? I'm a gay man, all right? Okay, Phil?
Yes, I know that, man. I know you're a gay man.
All right, I'm just saying. You know, I'm gay, and no one's going to stop that. No one can do anything about that, all right? If I'm a gay man and a gay journalist and you can't do a damn thing about that, then why are you stopping Charlie Sheen from being reported on? And yet that's what's happening in America. That's what's happening at my newspaper, the Orange County Courier. I'm an average guy like every other average person, and I can't do my job. No wonder there's unemployment in this country. No wonder there's unemployment in this country. There's people quitting their jobs because they can't do what they want to do. And in this case, Charlie Sheen represents that thing. thing that we want to do. Not get cocaine and go out of our minds, but report on it at least.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Doug Danger.
Phil Hendry. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. Here we have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about Charlie Sheen and the fact that the story is not being reported enough for you, Doug. Now, let's listen. I've got a Charlie Sheen audio that we can play, and this is... the fact that Mr. Sheen, you know, was fired over this the past 48-hour period from the TV show, he went on his webcast and started talking up the, talking about the whole disaster. Here he is in episode 3. He calls them episodes. They're just stupid webcasts, folks, like the ones that we do. I guess we could call these episodes. And anyway, in episode 3 of his online webcast, Charlie Sheen, while talking on the phone to a friend named Bob, who happens to be the guy that does his tweeting for him, wanted to remind the world that everything he does has a purpose and a plan and that he's a winner.
Yeah, no, it's radical. It's radical. And the people are doing exactly what they should be doing, which is watching me and listening to you, because we have all the answers. We have all the goal. We have all the solution, Bob. And keep in mind, like anytime I roll something out, my plan is the best one in the room. And people are starting to wake up and realize that. Walk into my plan and you're going to win, win, win. Winner.com. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't think so. Winner, winner, Sheen dinner.
Charlie Sheen wrote a failed poetry book in 1990 that reportedly didn't sell many copies, but he wants to re-release it.
As I was saying, I'm going to roll out an infomercial for my poetry book, A Piece of My Mind, and I think it's the problem is, not the problem, the solution is, it was 20 years ahead of its time, Babalu.
Yeah.
And now it is its time. Now everybody's 20 years in the past behind my book, catching up, saying, my gosh, where was all this brilliance? And I'm saying it was right there. You had the poetry in your magic fingertips the entire time to flip my perfect pages and read my perfect words. But, you didn't go there because you judged me, you condemned me, you discarded me. Well, not anymore. Winning!
He's also got a book in, I guess that's the one.
Winning!
There it is. And he's also got a book in the works right now.
I think we should do my book. Incidentally, the title, best title of all time, Apocalypse Me, The Jaws of Life. So I'm going to sell this thing through Amazon and through Kindle. That way we save a bunch of trees, because they give us our oxygen, face it, right? And we love trees. Must keep as many around as we can. Must maybe even marry a tree. Marry a tree because, you know, the other type of marriage for me didn't work, so I'm just going to marry a tree.
All right, Doug Danger joining us. So what I'm hearing there is a guy that's talking to his, he's talking to his tweeter, maybe he's a manager, I don't know who he is, but he's playing for the camera?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's playing for the camera. That's not the point. The point, it's not his webcast. That's not the point. The point is not that Charlie Sheen has a book coming out. That's not the point. The point isn't that Charlie Sheen got fired from his show on CBS. That's not the point. The point is Charlie Sheen is a big news story. And the bigger point, Phil, is that I am being kept from reporting that story because the newspaper that I work for is a right-wing newspaper. They want a conservative slant to everything they do, which means automatically Charlie Sheen doesn't qualify. And I will say this, and this could very well get me terminated, but I have to say it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm worried that there may be some homophobia involved. I don't think that there is.
You've been an out gay man working for that newspaper for a long time, so you're not going to tell me all of a sudden that you think that there's homophobia.
Well, I mean, look, when you were pushing back against the editorial slant of a newspaper, which is anti-Obama all the time, and all they want to do is talk about how this is going on in Wisconsin all the liberals and the unions and a lot of stuff that people are absolutely bored to death with, and then along comes this guy Sheen, and go ahead, bud, on three, 1, 2, 3.
Winning.
And along comes this guy.
Can I interrupt for just a minute here?
What?
That you guys got no timing with that, bud.
We're doing it when he wants me to.
I told Bud to play it only when I cued him.
But when you're doing a verbal cue like that, it sounds crappy.
Thanks very much, Phil, but I think you heard David Hall. I want to do it. I don't know what to tell you. I want to do it like this.
All right, so getting back to Charlie Sheen, because you're not allowed to report on Charlie Sheen.
Because I'm not allowed to report on Charlie Sheen, I'm not allowed to do what I do best. And as the result of that, I can't do my best work. And as the result of that, we have an economy that suffers because every person out there, the average man out there who wants to hear about the Charlie Sheen story or wants to do what he does very well, is being kept from doing that because of the small minds and political opinions of their bosses. That's what's killing this economy. But I'm going to say gay man, gay journalist. And because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist...
Winning!
I have the insight, as I told that lady.
It sounds terrible.
Well, I mean,
I'm talking about this, Bud, in 3 seconds.
No, it does not sound terrible. What sounds terrible is you pointing it out. All right?
877-876-7445 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on the lack of reporting and the lack of discussion of Charlie Sheen in the newspaper that he's working for. He's been fired from his job. What's he going to do next?
I'm not interested right now in what Charlie Sheen's going to do next. I'm trying to tell you something.
And well, if you want to talk about Charlie Sheen, why aren't we doing that?
Because it's beyond that now. It will do no good now just to talk about Charlie Sheen. What has happened to me in my career, because I was not allowed to talk about Charlie Sheen, is that I got 1 foot out the door now. And that's because of the people that I work for who are right-winger conservatives wouldn't let me do my job. So I wanted to talk about Charlie Sheen. Do it when I say 3, 2, 1.
Winning!
I wanted to talk about Charlie Sheen. But they wouldn't let me. And now you got me on your program.
I have you on the show right now to talk about Charlie Sheen if there's something that you want to talk about.
I could talk about Charlie Sheen, but now that's beside the point. The point now is that I was not allowed to talk about Charlie Sheen. I was not allowed to report about Charlie Sheen. People wanted to hear the news about Charlie Sheen. They didn't get it. There's a newspaper in Orange County called The Courier that didn't do its job. Do it after I say job. There's a newspaper in Orange County that didn't do its job. Okay, go.
Winning!
I dropped the phone.
Stop doing it, Bud.
He told me I got it.
Wait, what are you doing?
I told Bud to stop playing winning.
I clearly got the permission.
I know you got the permission, but if you guys are going to do that, you got to do it in a way better way than, okay, Bud, 3, 2, 1, go.
I better talk to Mr. Hall.
You want to get...
get Hall on the phone. Get Hall.
You know what, man? If we want to talk about Charlie Sheen, we're perfectly capable of doing that.
No, I got to talk to Hall now.
Yeah, okay, I got him on, too.
Yeah, David?
Yes.
Doug wants to talk to you?
Yeah, Doug. I've been playing the winning drop, and Henry interrupted again. What are you doing? Because I asked the guy...
What I'm doing is he's saying, okay, Bud, when I say this and that, 1, 2, 3, go.
What about it?
It sounds amateurish. It doesn't even sound like a real radio show.
I'm telling you to let Mr. Danger operate that piece of production the way he wants to. You understand me? You know, Phil, I don't know how you think this game is played, but I'm telling you. You don't tell me. I tell you. Mr. Hall, this is Doug Danger. Go ahead, Doug. I wouldn't even make an issue out of it, but every time I want to make a point, I will tell Bud, I'll say, okay, Bud, now, and he'll play winning, and then Henry comes on and says it sounds bad. Well, what are you trying to do, demoralize him?
I'm not trying to demoralize anybody. I'm trying to tell these people that what they're doing sounds like crap.
What do you mean these people? That's another thing he was doing. I think that it's homophobic to refer to me as these people, or though, you know, how Perot called black people them people, or those people. Yeah. Well, that's what Henry's been doing.
I haven't been doing that.
What do you call him, Doug? You said that them, him people, or them people.
No, I didn't. When I said these people...
Well, I just heard you say these people.
When I talked about I meant Bud and Mr. Danger.
Look, I'm telling you right now, Phil, that Mr. Danger wants to... What is it called?
What is...
What is he got you playing? It's winning.
Yeah, it's winning.
Let him play the winning production element because the Courier...
Warrior is an advertiser. You know what, Phil? I got to say this. But I hope and pray on some level. I don't really want it to happen, but I would love to see you burn in hell just for what you've done to a relationship with an advertiser tonight. I would love to see that happen. But I know it's not going to happen. I won't be able to see it.
Why? Because the Orange County Courier buys airtime, so I got to let their, what? I got to let their reporter go on and on and on and bag up a bag on them?
No, because Mr. Dagmer buys airtime for his book. I got to buy, you know the book I got coming out.
Yeah, I know the book you have coming out.
Oh, look at this. He's all bored with a gay guy. But Phil, is it an anti-queer thing you got?
I beg your pardon?
Are you anti-queer? You heard me.
You know full well that I'm not.
Well, it feels like it sometimes. I think you, if Mr. Dagmer has a book coming out, his autobiography, called Queer 2, which is, as you know, is going to be out on Amazon, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Then why aren't you supporting it? I'd like to, Bud, go ahead, because we've got to get this thing back on track. Go ahead. Now.
Winning!
Thanks. All right. You know Queer 2 is coming out.
I know that Queer 2 is coming out. And by the way, it's called Queer 2. Why?
Because there was one called by William Burroughs called Queer. It was called Queer.
William S. Burroughs, the great poet.
Oh, the great poet. Okay.
Yes, the great poet, great writer, William S. Burroughs, the author of Naked Lunch.
All right. Well, he was, you know, if you do that just to make me, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And to make me look bad, you bring up William S. Burroughs.
Well, you're calling your book Queer 2 because the queer is taken by William Burroughs. Don't you think I should point that out?
No, I don't think you should point it out because I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm go.
Winning.
You understand?
No, I don't understand it. I sure don't understand you winning with a book called Queer 2. Someone is going to ask you what that means.
A lot of people thought it was the name of a ship.
A ship?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What do you mean a ship?
Yeah, the one that's at the Long Beach.
Yeah, the one at Long Beach.
The Queen Elizabeth II? Ain't that what that's called?
I don't know. But I was afraid they'd think.
All right, thanks very much for nothing.
That's what I thought.
A ship. The SS Queer 2, huh?
Yeah.
You know something, Bud? I really am disappointed in you, man.
Why?
That you would take that guy's side, that you would, that you'd team up against me, man. That you'd team up against me with him and with Mr. Hall.
You gotta know which side the bread and the butter's on.
Uh-huh. I've got a level thing here. What's going on here, man? All right. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. And next hour, of course, well, we'll start a little early. We have our news hour coming up as well.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.